Happy Thanksgiving Thursday. Happy. Okay. Happy Thanksgiving Thursday. We are back to celebrate Thanksgiving. I'm not even sure how many Thanksgivings we've had so far this year, but well, every Thursday since 2024 began. And I just want to recreate that feeling of Thanksgiving each Thursday. Why not? Our brain doesn't know any better that it's not Thanksgiving unless we tell it to. So I think it would be really fun to have that feeling of Thanksgiving. And maybe some people are going, whatever, that's so weird because I feel like crazy to see my family during that time, or I don't feel good because it's all on me, all the cooking. But I'm talking about the feeling when we gather and we've laid down all of our woes. We've just buried the hatchet. We let go of everything. We've forgiven our family members that have maybe hurt us in the past. And we're together with our loved ones, and whether it is your recreated family because you don't really have family, or perhaps your family, all your extended family, or your small nuclear family, maybe you have a little family, it doesn't really matter. It's that feeling of goodness, that special, warm Thanksgiving feeling that I just want to bring back every Thursday. And I just want us to refresh and start anew with that amazing feeling of Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving in my mind is giving thanks, obviously, for everything, everything that we have to be thankful for, even our trials, and of course our triumphs, but mostly too for our trials. And that sounds awkward, I'm sure too, but if you could see what is going on while you're in the furnace or in the flames of the tragedy, the most heated moments, you'll see the beauty that is becoming of you. And please just be thankful for every moment that we're able to breathe here on this lovely planet Earth. And I am going to take a minute here and breathe. So there, that's good. I didn't expect to produce this just yet. So I apologize. It's just when I pushed my description and I put in my walkaway steps, my average, I went ahead in the descriptions and it immediately published my podcast today, the episode. So I apologize. I'm scurrying around trying to get this episode in, and I hope it's worthy of your listening. And I just wanted to take a moment and just be thankful. And if we can just take a quick moment of silence to think and recollect all the things that you are thankful for right now, the journey you're on, whatever you're walking away from, those three things I was asking you to maybe recall on yesterday's podcast, let's just take that moment now. Thank you. I hope it was long enough. It's never long enough, right? Especially when you're deep in prayer. Thank you, Father God, for all those thoughts and prayers at this time. And we just want to lift everyone up here on That's What I'm Talking About. This podcast is speaking from our heart. We're exercising our First Amendment rights, and that is the premise of the show. So I just wanted to share with you a couple things, current affairs, and since we're on the topic of prayer right now, if you could please, I'm asking you to all lift my son up, pray for my son, my youngest son. He is in the hospital right now, and he is having a heart procedure done, and I really would appreciate, I know Sam would appreciate the prayers too. So I'm just putting it out there. If you would be so kind to pray for my youngest son, Sam, and that's where what I just was hoping for. So, I'm thankful Sammy is in, yesterday we found out stable condition. We have no access to him at this time, and I really can't divulge why, but we have no access to Sam except for very limited communication, the hospital staff. So anyway, it's been one of those fire moments for me as a mama, and it's been rough. It's been one of those tough times. And like I said yesterday, I think it was yesterday, yeah, it was, about how my mom said, when your hands are tied, and how I think of them being tied together to pray. And it's super important when our hands are tied, think of them as tied together to pray. And so I am thankful. I am thankful for him being in the stable condition. That was the latest news for Sam yesterday. And I woke up hoping I would hear something new. So we'll know more in a little bit. Hopefully he's had his procedure and he's recovering. So, all right, that is about my beautiful son, Sam. And Colton, on the Colton front, you guys have know a lot about Colton. Colton was open and with his situation. And I just wanted to give you some really good news. Colton is about to graduate from his program on this coming Wednesday. So yay. So celebrate. That's a very good thing to be thankful for here on Thanksgiving Thursday. So my son Colton is doing well, and he will be re-entering and his next step, and we'll see what happens next. I'm sure he'll jump on here and co-host with me a couple times when I twist his arm. And you know, with Colton, having three kids, Colton is the one that likes to do the podcast. And Natalie, no way, not a chance. And she's 16. She got her license the permit. And she's been driving us all around. Even on Easter Sunday, we jumped in I have a Pathfinder. We jumped in, and so John, my fiance, was in the front with her, and Colton and I were in the back seat. So on Easter Sunday, after we had a very nice meal, it's gonna laugh. Okay, I have to laugh because I'm thinking about what I prepared for Easter. I must have Thanksgiving on my brain. So we had an extra turkey in the freezer from Thanksgiving, and I pulled that thing out, and I got it all thawed out before Easter Sunday, and I put the bird in the oven, and I cooked us a Thanksgiving, not a Thanksgiving, a Easter Sunday turkey. And I know it sounds really weird, but it was scrumptious. We had a delicious Thanksgiving turkey bird on Easter. Since it is Thanksgiving Thursday, I need to share that story because it's so funny to me that we had turkey on Easter. And since I've been so goofy about making this celebrating, it's not goofy, but I just, you know, I'm sure people are like, what? celebrating Thanksgiving 52 weeks, 52 different times. Yeah, why not? It's just great. I think it's wonderful. I hope you guys do too. So anyway, we were back to the ride and here we are. Oh my gosh, having Natalie drive us around the town on Easter Sunday. It was great because very few cars were out on the road. But Natalie, I don't think quite has down the whole center lane deal. So she almost sideswiped all of these cars because we had a lot of cars parked out in like street parking because people are visiting. And I'm thinking, oh dear Lord, please no. So I'm, of course, a backseat driver. And Colton is trying to say, Mom, take deep breaths, be calm. Mom, you're not in control right now. Let go of your control. I'm like, oh my gosh, here I have this 33-year-old giving me mantras when my 16-year-old's driving us. And then my fiance, Johnny's, he's helping her stay, you know, be calm. But I was like, holy smokes, we made it. But it was fun because we drove for about an hour and a half around the town. And it was just, it was so much fun. I will never, ever forget it. There were like close calls left and right, but not too much. Just a little, the almost hit our side. It was my side, the passenger side. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is going to happen right now. But it didn't, thank goodness. So we made it in the clear. And I am very thankful once again. There's the Thanksgiving word. Super thankful. And since then, Easter Sunday has been a little while ago. In fact, we're still celebrating Easter, right? It's Easter time. We get to celebrate, I believe it's 50 days after Easter, the whole season of Easter. So that's so wonderful. Easter time is so lovely. Celebrating Jesus rising from the dead and resurrecting. So wonderful. And just been great. So on Thanksgiving Thursday, I just wanted to say good morning and have a beautiful day. I'm having coffee right now. Another update. John went out and bought us a really good coffee maker. And I love it. It's great. John is my coffee maker. I love my coffee maker. He's wonderful. Ever since we've been together, he makes my coffee every single day. And I wake up to hot, warm coffee, and it's just so good. But the last coffee pot we had, it wasn't that great. I mean, it wasn't the cheapest, but it wasn't the best. It was midway. But for some reason, every time you pour it, it would splash over. It wouldn't pour well. It'd always drip. So I'm thinking, how silly. You have one job to do is create a craft to pour coffee and yours drips every time you pour it. So it was poorly made. And now this one, every time I pour my coffee, it goes right in the cup and no drips or no nothing. And it was well worth it. And yeah, so I hope you're all having a wonderful morning, however you rise and start your day. I'm now having some coffee, so I don't sound so good morning voice. My morning voice is kind of groggy. Anyway, I just wanted to remind you about our walk away season. That's all of the springtime. We are walking away from whatever perhaps habits that you are not happy with that have come upon your lifestyle. And I'm encouraging you to think about those things and create an action plan to walk away from any habits that have been created by you, but you want to now deconstruct those, just remove them from your life. And with that comes thought. And right now I was hoping, like yesterday, that you could possibly think of something that you're just tired of and you don't want to continue on with. And also during this springtime, once again, spring, I think of spring forward. That's how we do it with the clocks. We spring forward for our daylight savings. So spring, we're springing forward with these actions and hopefully to have a better lifestyle. And so come up with those three things, and maybe next week we can go over that and what kind of actions we're doing to walk away from those. I know walking is a big, big deal. Big, big deal. So I went ahead and in the description today, I put my average walking steps each week. And I'm not real happy with the amount of steps that I've taken each week, but I can always improve. You can go naturally up from not doing so good all the way, you can go up. And I took my measurements yesterday while I was working at the antique shop, and I noted those, and I have no reason to not to shrink. I have to shrink because that's what I'd like to do. And so by walking away, I would hope that you would walk away with me and start walking and taking an average of your steps. The way I do that is simple. I push on that little heart icon, the health app, which is in already put in my iPhone. It's already there. And I went ahead and looked at that, and there's a graph. And if you push it further, you can read it, and it'll say your average steps. So I just basically cut and paste and put those into the description since March 20th. Or maybe March 21st I put them. Anyway, March 20th is when we started, because that's when spring started. All right. Well, I hope you're having, once again, a beautiful Thanksgiving Thursday morning. Whatever part of the world you're in, whether it's evening, I hope you're having a beautiful evening or perhaps afternoon. And just make it happen, all right? And lace up those shoes and get outside and breathe. And have a beautiful Thanksgiving Thursday, because that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.